Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jerry Witt. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth, the catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting third, the first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla bunts towards first. Cullenbein scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. Dillinger moves to third. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Moss settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Moss. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Witt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Outlaw for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moss for the out. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to third. Kell moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Lake scores. Kell moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moss for a passed ball. Kell scores. Cullenbine moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers is walked intentionally. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zaldak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Evers steals second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lake. The throw from Moss and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moss moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moss scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dillinger scores. Zarrilla moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 3 in the game. Witt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hooks Iatt now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Browns. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Outlaw moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Outlaw moves to third. Webb moves to second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. Webb moves to third. Swift moves to second. It's Browns, 5, Tigers, 5. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb scores. Swift moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dillinger bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.